The minute you think you have a lockdown bullpen, it all of a sudden starts to fall apart on you. Ask the Baltimore Orioles, who are in the middle right now of having a bullpen that is falling apart right at their fingertips as they're about to make a playoff run. I mean, ask the Yankees, who don't have a closer right now because their closer has started to slip up. Like, bullpens, the minute you think you have them figured out, they crumble. It's unbelievable how this team from day one to 162 has just, or whatever number of game we're on right now, the bullpen has been the constant. Outside of Nick Sandlin hiccups, this bullpen has been nails. Like, you turn to them in whatever inning and you feel better about the pen than the starter who is just on the hill.
So there's a part of me that wants to look ahead too. And I don't know, you said you haven't been doing a lot of scoreboard watching, or you just haven't been watching standing stuff. It's awkward compared to the way it used to be, where it was just easy. You know, you're like, oh, that's our magic number. You were never thinking, it feels a lot more like an NBA playoff than it does Major League Baseball playoffs now, knowing that there's a bye in the playoffs. So right now, the Guardians are sitting in a bye spot.
Yeah, top two teams get a bye. So right now, the Yanks and the Guardians would get the bye.
And then, let's see, so the Yanks are sitting at 89 and 64, and the Guardians are sitting at 89 and 65. So that's, what, a half game?
Yep.
Man, I got to tell ya, you, I want the Guardians to get the top seed in the East. So keep on playing hard. You got Kansas City, then you got Cincinnati, and then you have Houston, who you could potentially meet up with in the playoffs in our, what would be the ALDS for us. They would have a best of three, and right now, if the season ended, they would play the Twins. So that series, so when you look at the American League wildcard series right now, it would be Twins and Astros playing a three-game series to see who can play the Guardians, and the Guardians would be sitting as the two seed, or it's Kansas City and Baltimore now sitting in the other spot, other wildcard spot, and the winner of that series would get the Yankees. If for some reason the Guardians can catch the Yankees, like I said, half game behind them for the top spot in the American League, then it flips, right? So then the Guardians would get the winner of Kansas City, Baltimore. You know, for as bad as the American League Central is, kind of odd to look at it and see that there's three teams from the AL Central sitting there knocking on the door of the postseason, one already in being the Guardians, and still Kansas City and Minnesota are, if the season ended today, they would be in. So maybe the Central isn't as bad as you think it was, or maybe the Central isn't as bad as the White Sox make it look.
Well, I think if you are saying that the AL Central is a bad division, then it might be your way. I'm not going to say that you're not watching.
Leaning on history?
I think you're leaning on history. I think that's a very good way to put it. Because for everybody who could scream and yell and absolutely lose their mind over the AL Central, like, for every White Sox where, yes, they are the doldrum of all doldrums right now and might beat the Mets record, you have an Athletics team that, yes, has Brett Rooker and is rolling in that regard, but like they're a mess. That Athletics team is a mess. You can look at the AL East side of it. The Red Sox aren't a mess per se, but they're not great. The Blue Jays continue to be a disappointment. Like, the AL Central has turned into a really good division, and not to mention with now the fact that we've spread this schedule out, so you're no longer playing the Royals 17 times a year,
yeah,
or
like
the
that.
White Sox 17 times a year.
That's
you
true.
Can't really make that argument the way that you used to, where you would just go, oh, you're just beating up on that crummy White Sox team, or you're just beating up on that crummy A's team. It's like, no, you can't say that anymore. Like, these schedules are tough now. They're all relatively similar. Like, yes, your thumb is still down on the Central, but you're starting to see it, that the quality that was there, I mean, that Royal team is pretty darn good. You've seen them enough times to know that. That Tiger team is frisky. Like, that's the word I would use to describe them. Like, they're frisky. They're another team that's the sum of their parts, and Tarek Skrubel being awesome.
Well, they are kind of big kitties, right?
So exactly. Yeah. It all checks out.
So what do you have? 3, 5, 8 games left, right? 8 games left, and you really, really, really want that bye. I mean, you need to be the 2 seed and not the 3 seed going into this, because it sets up so perfectly. If you hang on to the 2 seed, you win that, because when the playoffs start, and just looking at the Major League Baseball playoffs, they don't play till October 5, October 7, and then back on October 9. Those are the teams that, that's how the American League sets up. So, I mean, yes, if you ended up as the three seed and then you end up playing in the wild card, and that we don't want to be there.
All right. Talk me out of my thinking. You got to talk me out of this, okay?
All right, no problem.
I kind of don't want the bye.
Oh, you're so wrong. So wrong.
So here's my...
There's only one reason I don't want the bye.
So here's my fear with this. And this is why I want you to talk me out of it.
All right, hang on. I'm going to write down a word.
It's very on me. Okay. I don't feel like myself right now. I feel like somebody else and I don't like it. I kind of don't want the bye. And the only reason I say that is because the last few years and the last few World Series champions are teams that did not have the bye, are the teams that came in hot and started playing really well. So like Texas was the 5 seed last year, made their way to the World Series, rolled over the Baltimore Orioles, who were the team that had the bye. They were the 1 seed. Arizona, the 6 seed last year, rolled over the Dodgers, the team that had the bye. Philadelphia was the 4 seed last year. They took out the number 1 seed, Atlanta Braves, a division rival. The Braves lost. The only team that won their series was the Houston Astros, who had the bye. And I know that's just 1 year. If we go back another year, I'm pretty sure it looks relatively close to that. It kind of feels like, Andy, I don't know if I want the bye. Because the year before that,
Houston was the one seed. Stop,
they won.
Stop.
The Yankees were the 2 seed. They won. But on the NL side, the Dodgers lost and the Braves lost. Two teams that had the bye.
I'm going to agree with you on one aspect, and then I'm going to tell you that we want that bye.
Okay,
we want
the
bye.
I want to be talked out of this thought.
Do you want me to tell? Like, I want Kyle Manzardo playing twice a day right now. He is so hot, so on fire. I want him playing all the time. So I don't really want him to have a break because I want him still batting every day, which you can just go do in practice. I know it's not exactly the same, but so I can live with that. Look, you got to remember what we've got here. Bullpens need to rest, right? And so that's just a natural occurrence of a bullpen. And so if you feel like you can walk out into a 7-game series with your bullpen rested every night going into that, I think your odds of taking it out in 4 or 5 are way stronger. If you're a bullpen heavy team like the Guardians are, you want that. You need that. You want that on that wall. The other thing is, let's not forget, you know, you've got your McLemore starting lineup there, right? Thrift shop. You got guys that have been around the league and might need a little bit of, you know, time off. And so the more mature the pitcher is, I think the more rest you can give these guys, I'm down with it. So let's just
2021, teams with the bye went 1-3.
Stop looking at it. Like, if I told you that you got Cobb a little bit more rest so he could be in the rotation, it's worth it. You know, Boyd, same thing. Lively. I mean, come on, man. We went popping tags to go out and get starters on this team, and we hit it. We didn't pay $50 for a T-shirt. We got great starting pitching here towards the end, right? How can you not say that? You're the 2 seed, right? Finish strong, and you're good to go. So give me the thrift shop starting rotation, the way they've been able to do it this year, to put this thing together. Go get them out there, get them to the bullpen, and get going. But I think that rest is important. They want to be the 2 seed. Forget about your analytics about sitting. Forget it.
I don't know if I want the bye. I don't know if I want it. I mean, come on. The weird thing is that the analytical side of my brain would say, yes, you take the bye. You take the rest. You rest up the pen. You rest up the arms. You let everybody decompress a little bit. But what you've seen since they've expanded this playoff, and look, MLB playoffs have always been a crapshoot. They've just now become a bigger crapshoot. You've just added more die to it. You've basically gone from craps to Yahtzee. And so now it seems like the team that catches fire and then rides that wave is the team that ends up finding their way deeper into the playoffs than the team that's getting the time off. I mean, we've had this thing now, and
we've never had it like this before. We've never had
the 2020 season out.
You know, we've never done it with a bye. We've never done it with a 3. Wait, last year it was the 1-game playoff, right? Still, that was just last year, wasn't it?
Nope.
It was 2 years ago?
Started in 2021.
Has it been that long already? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like it. Anyway, so you're sitting here. You want the bye. I'm telling you, it's baseball. Take it. Enjoy it. I know you're used to playing every day. Take it and enjoy it, especially with the team that we have right now. The only thing that concerns me about are some of the hot bats that this team has kind of picked up over the last
You know what? Never mind. I take that back. Started in 2022, not 21.
Okay, so I'm mildly insane.
So we're 2 years. We're 2 years into this.
All right, let's come back. Let's talk about Gardner. Are you pumped? I mean, are you pumped? This team, they've been out in front all season long, and when it looked like they might slip away, they didn't. They came back. What was the line that we were talking about on the way in that Brad Goldberg had about how this team? You said
oh, it was a great line in Zach Meisel's piece where Brad Goldberg bullpen said that coach. This bullpen has no pulse, that this has one singular heartbeat. It doesn't go up. It doesn't go down. It's just one singular heartbeat.
Who needs an AED when you're in the Guardians bullpen? Let's come back. 216-474-0092. Talking Guardians coming up at 11. Tiki Barber, Brian Anderson, High Noon, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.